With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New York City officials charged Luigi Mangione with murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Prosecutors have filed murder charges against Mangione in New York, along with three gun charges and forgery charges. He remains jailed in Pennsylvania on charges of possession of an unlicensed firearm, forgery, and providing false ID to police. Mangione was arrested at an Altoona McDonald's Monday after an employee recognized him from photos. The situation in Syria remains volatile now that Bashar Assad has escaped the country. Brian Carter with the American Enterprise Institute.
How violent is this process going to be? Because I do not actually expect a completely smooth transition from the Assad regime to whatever comes next. We're already seeing reports of uprising against the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces in the Northeast. And this is going to be really important because of the U.S. force presence in northeastern Syria.
Also at SRNnews.com, TikTok continues its ongoing legal battle in the U.S.
TikTok has asked a federal appeals court to stop the Biden administration from enforcing a law that could lead to a ban of the popular platform. The company has asked to hold off its ban until the Supreme Court reviews the case. The legal filing was made after a panel of judges on the same court sided with the government last week and ruled that the law, which requires TikTok to divest from its China-based parent company or face a ban as soon as next month, was constitutional. If the law is not overturned, both TikTok and its parent company ByteDance have said the popular app will have to shut down by mid-January. Hiya Pinjwani,
Washington. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New York.
Waterville High School has decided to allow a Bible study club to be established after initially rejecting the group as too religious. Under threat of a lawsuit by First Liberty, school officials will allow the club to form, as it has LGBT clubs and other student organizations. First Liberty spokeswoman Keisha Russell says, quote, "By denying the same benefits to the Bible club that it provides to all non-curricular clubs, the school is missing the concept of equal in the Equal Access Act." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arsonists extensively damage a Melbourne synagogue in what Australia's prime minister has condemned as an anti-Semitic attack. Police say a witness who had come to the Israel synagogue to pray saw two masked men spreading an accelerant inside the building. It took more than 60 firefighters to put out the fire. This is SRN News. Computer chips send stocks lower. Seth Sutel has more from New York.
A slide for market superstar NVIDIA helped pull stocks down from their records on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Monday. The index is coming off its 57th all-time high so far this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 240 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.6%. NVIDIA was the heaviest weight on the market after China said it's probing the chip giant for potential antitrust violations. NVIDIA fell 2.5%. Prices for oil and gold rose following the ouster of Syrian leader Bashar Assad. Seth Sutel, New York.
An earthquake shakes portions of Nevada. Preliminary magnitude 5.8 quake hit at 3:08 Monday afternoon, about 14 miles from Yerington. That's 3.5 hours from Sacramento. More details at srnnews.com.